Hello, everyone. My name is Phyllis Tucker Saunders, and welcome to my first ever podcast, Joyful Living and Learning, Conversations with Phyllis. Our goal here is to talk about how to find joy in the eye of the storm. You say, what you talking about, Phyllis? Well, in these days and times, there's so much going on around us, so many things that we can't control. It's sometimes hard to hold on to our joy. You know that every tornado or whirlwind has an eye, a small circle in the center where there's just calm, just a peaceful calm that just lingers there no matter how ferocious the storm gets. Our job here is to talk to our experts about how we, you and me, can find and keep our joy in the eye of our storms, how to find that peaceful spot no matter what negativity is swirling around us. How does that sound to you? Wouldn't you just love to have joy in the eye of your storms? I know I would. We're going to talk about that and much, much more here on Joyful Living and Learning, Conversations with Phyllis. So sit back and relax. Today, we're talking about laughter. It's good for the soul. Our special guest today retired as a court stenographer in 2008. One of her jokes is that she was looking for something exciting to do, so she signed up for a cooking class, maybe. Lo and behold, she arrived at the building, went in, was wandering the halls to find her cooking class, got lost, and ended up in a comedy class. The students convinced her to stay, and the rest is history. Dottie J, the accidental comedian. Hello, hello, Dottie J, all the way from Mount Laurel, New Jersey, a Jersey girl.
Hello.
Hi, Dottie J. Welcome.
Hello, Phyllis. It's great to see you.
Thank you. Dottie J, welcome to Joyful Living and Learning Conversations with Phyllis. I'm so happy to have you as my first guest. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, now, before we experience some of your amazing comedy routine, tell us a little bit about yourself and expand upon the story of how you accidentally, although to some people, nothing is accidental. How did you get into comedy?
Well, as I said, I was a court reporter for 31 years. As a court reporter, I was never able to talk. For 31 years, for 8 hours a day, I had to sit there and listen all day. I was able to talk maybe once a month when the judge said, ma'am, would you please read that back? That was the one time I was able. So a job, you know, 31 years without being able to speak. After I retired, I wanted to find some joy in life, and I wanted to do something where I was able to talk. So I started doing motivational speaking with underprivileged teenage girls. That was truly a blessing. And then I decided, you know, something came to me, said, yeah, I was blessed with a good memory and a public speaking gift. So I said, being a stand-up comedy might work for me. So I started a routine, working on my routine, and I have a handicapped son who's 48 years old, and he's autistic. So I was extremely busy taking care of him. So I just put the stand-up comedy on the back burner. So I, you know, at home, caring for my son. Then one day it came through the mail, a brochure came from Camden County College. Usually I throw those brochures away. Don't even look at them. But something said, open up that brochure. Opened up the brochure. First class I saw was a cooking class. So I said, maybe I should take that. Went to the cooking class and it was full. And they told me, oh, well, you might be interested in that stand-up comedy workshop down the hall. So lo and behold, as fate would have it, went, joined the stand-up comedy class, had to write 10 jokes every week for an 8-week course, which was truly a challenge. And for graduation, we had to perform in front of 200 people with all our own jokes that we had written for. So I did that, got amazing applause, and you know, I got bitten by the comedy bug, and the rest was history.
Yeah, and I have to tell my audience, I don't know if that's the show where I was, but you were amazing. You could have been the headline act really on that show. You were amazing.
Thank you.
So Dottie, what an amazing story. So as you have heard here on Joyful Living and Learning Conversations with Phyllis, we are all about having joy in our lives. So tell me and my audience some of the benefits of adding laughter to our lives.
Well, laughter, as the Bible says, laughter is good for the soul. It says a merry heart is good medicine, and it truly is. It increases your immune system. It lowers your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of benefits to laughter, and it takes your mind off of your problems, and it brings me a lot of joy to take other people's minds off of their problems. So I just love it, and I'm truly blessed to be able to do this.
Wow. Excellent. I mean, yes, I think laughter is just so great. I love it when I get together with my sisters and boy, we start talking about old stories and we have good old belly laughs. It's just amazing the tension that you release with laughter. So laughter is definitely good for the soul. As Proverbs says, a cheerful heart is a good medicine, yes, but a downcast spirit dries up the bones.
Absolutely.
So how amazing. So Dottie, you create your own monologues. So tell us a little bit about that process.
Okay. Well, coming from a large family such as you, Phyllis, you know, our lives are sitcoms. We can draw material just from our family because there are always a few, you know, crazy ones in the group.
Yes.
So I get a lot of my material just from life in general. And from my son also, you know, I experience a lot of challenges raising him, but I experience also a lot of joy and a lot of humor. So my family and, you know, I write the jokes. They just come to me from dealing with life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent. Mm-hmm. So now, what is your strategy for memorizing? I know I have a hard time memorizing things. So, you know, the older we get, that you know,
right,
less
right,
sharp that memory. So what are your strategies for memorizing?
Okay. Well, they say, you know, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. So usually prior to a gig, I usually practice 2 weeks, at least 2 hours a day. And doing practice, I have a big poster board and I write down the first sentence of each of my jokes. And yes. And then the first letter of the first sentence, like my first joke might begin with a C, the second joke, a, the third joke, an L, and then the fourth joke, an M. So I memorize it in
but then you have to remember what the C, A, and L stands for.
Well, that com. After you practice this joke for 2 weeks, you know the first joke that you had in your mind began with a C. And then the next one is that. So I'm thinking in my mind, calm. So after the first joke, I know the next one begins with an A. So I, you know, from practicing, I have that. But that's a strategy. Just have that, memorize the first letter of each joke.
Well, since you're younger than me, that probably works for you. Since you're
like a couple years.
I'd be standing up on stage saying, "See, now is that for a cow or a cookie or?"
Not you, Phyllis.
Now, tell me, have you ever been heckled?
Yes, I have. Yes, and you know, they taught us, you know, strategies how to handle hecklers. You just, you know, sometimes you say, if you think you could do better, why don't you come up here and do some jokes? And the funniest time, the first time I got heckled, I don't know if you would call it heckling, but my son, who's autistic, he's also nonverbal. So I made a mistake because a friend of mine, and I love doing comedy so much, he called me the day before and said, "Doc, come to the church. I'm going to do a set and I want you to do one." So I had trouble getting a babysitter, took my son with me, and I'm up there on stage at the church telling my jokes. My son walks up on stage and grabs me by the arm like, "Mom, you're embarrassing me.
Come on, let's get out of here."
Yes, yes.
Why do you have me here?
That's right. Yes. So,
oh, wow. So now, what has been your best night of comedy?
Okay, I would say my best night of comedy was the last time I performed, and you were there, Phyllis. That was my mm-hmm. second graduation, because initially, 3.5 years ago, I graduated from Comedy Workshop 101. Then I took another course, 102, and that was March 6th of last year, right before the pandemic, when we didn't know anything about the pandemic. We're all hugging and in a crowded 250 people room, not knowing about the pandemic on March 6th. And, but it was an awesome night. You know, I was so happy that all my friends and family came. You came all the way from Maryland to New Jersey, and I had friends from New York and all over. And it really went well. And I really got a lot of joy out of that.
Okay. And I'm glad I was there, because you really are amazing, and to see your skills. And I have to admit, you were so inspiring that I signed up for a comedy class when I got home.
Awesome.
But the pandemic was announced, and she wanted to do it on Zoom.
Right.
And it really, it didn't work for me. So I quit halfway between the class. But you were great, and you were inspiring.
Oh,
so now, what has been your worst night of comedy?
Worst night of comedy. I made the mistake, a friend, because I loved comedy so much, friend of mine said, oh, the class of 2000, it was a 10-year class reunion. Their comedian disappeared after they had paid them, and they need a comedian for tomorrow. So I didn't have time for much preparation. And you have to know your audience. I said, well, I could do that same skit that I did for Ambassador's Church. So, but you have to know your audience. Ambassador Church, the group, the average age was about between 45 and 60. And it was, you know, I do mostly Christian comedy, so it was at the church. I go to North Philly to a 10-year class reunion where the average age was between 27 and 30. And they were not feeling me. I was so happy I got paid in the beginning, because they might not have paid me. I got paid in the beginning. They weren't feeling me. They weren't really paying attention. And so, you know, I just said, you know, oh, well, everything's not for everybody. So
so how did you feel? How did you feel up there on stage? How did you gracefully walk off?
After I did my thing, I gracefully walked off and then got my coat and left. Because I had gotten paid first.
So, you said, bye, Felicia.
Bye.
Got my money and I'm going to the bank.
That's right. And so the next day, my friend called and she said, Dot, are you okay? You know, I heard that the crowd didn't receive you well. I said, I'm fine. I said, because I've read Steve Harvey's book and, you know, Jamie Foxx, and both of them got, you know, they flopped. In the beginning,
didn't they get booed off the stage at the Apollo?
Yeah, Jamie Foxx did in the beginning of his career. So I said, if that could happen to them, I'm fine to be in that crowd.
And especially since I got my check, girl.
That's right.
Okay, so now you said you consider yourself a Christian comedian. Now, why did you choose that route?
Well, I have a lot of faith in God, and I feel as though he led me to do this, to bring joy into people's lives. And, you know, I like, you know, doing things for the churches and, you know, just bringing joy into other people's lives.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So do you want to bring some joy to our soul right now? We would love to have the accidental comedian bring us some joy today.
Yes, I would.
All right, well, let me give you your proper introduction.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I would like to introduce an extremely talented comedian who has been seen on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Saturday Night Live, and she even has her own Netflix special. Put your hands together for the amazing, phenomenal, hilarious, accidental comedian, Dottie J.
Thank you. Thank you. How's everybody doing this afternoon? Have you been looking at the news? OMG, our country is in such turmoil. And I just saw in the news they're about to start the trial of Derek Chauvin, the one who murdered George Floyd on national TV. It's just horrible. It just breaks my heart to see all the negativity directed towards Black men these days. And I was just thinking, I said, you know, Black men are the most underappreciated group in the world. And I was just telling my white boyfriend last week, I said, Josh, it's a darn shame the brothers can't catch a break. But no, I don't really have a white boyfriend. I have a wonderful Black man, my Ed, who loves me unconditionally because he knows that I am the right Black woman for him. And all I right, want to say, and I want to say to you brothers out there, and you white boys too, when you find the right Black woman, it's a beautiful thing because we possess superpowers. The right Black woman can make a dude move out of his grandmama house and get his own place. And if you don't believe me, ask Prince Harry. Right now, I'm going to address the elephant in the room. I guess a lot of you are thinking, I don't remember seeing Dottie J or Saturday Night Live or Jimmy Kimmel Live. How many of y'all saw me when I was on Saturday Night Live and Jimmy Kimmel Live? Raise your hand.
I didn't.
Nobody. That's because you weren't paying attention. You weren't paying attention when they panned that camera through the audience. I was right there on the second row, third seat. Next time you should pay more attention because you never know what superstars might be in the audience.
Well, all right now.
And that thing about the Netflix special, I just made that up. I guess everybody figured, oh, she coming on Phyllis's podcast lying and making stuff up. No. The Bible says that occasionally, if we want something to really happen, that we are allowed to make stuff up. Yes, Romans 4:17 says, calleth on things that be not as though they were. So
all right.
When I heard that Eddie Murphy recently signed a $70 million contract with Netflix, I was like, I had everybody calling on that thing that be not. I had my friends, my family, my pastor, even Phyllis calling on that thing that be not. Huh, yes. I was walking up to strangers in the supermarket saying, can you say Doc's got a Netflix special? I even asked the dog to call on that thing. I said, Mello, say Doc's got a Netflix special. Mello was like, $70 million even make the dog talk.
All right.
So watch out, Eddie Murphy. And you too, Tiffany Haddish, cause she almost ready. but I believe that I'm going to have my special within the next year. I don't care what the haters or the naysayers have to say. And even last week, one of the naysayers came up to me and said, you'll never get a Netflix special. You're too old, you're too fat, and you ain't even cute no more. And I was like, listen, mom, I am still kind of cute. And she was like, yeah, right. So I don't care what they have to say. I have faith that by the end of the year, I'm going to have my special. And the Lord has put a song in my heart, even though I can't sing, but I can rap. So I present to you my first rap single, Can't Get in the Way of Dottie J. Nothing can get in the way of Dottie J, because every day and every night on my knees I pray. I ask the Lord to put me on a brand new path. He said, Dottie J, go out and make them laugh. For my people are going through some perilous times. Go out and tell some jokes and even make a few dimes. Tell them all about my power, wisdom, and might, and then watch your comedy career take flight. Tell them there is no problem that I can't fix. Can even get Dot a special on Netflix. Word.
All right, girl.
I'm Dottie J, And I will see you guys on Zoom next Wednesday with my first Zoom comedy show.
All right, another round of applause for Dottie J. Dottie J.
Thank you.
Excellent job, Dottie J.
Thank you. Really good. Thank you.
Well, I'm telling you, Dottie, that was amazing. That was good. So, last question. Mm-hmm. Other than attending your comedy shows and laughing, what are other ways people can bring joy into their life?
There are so many small things, you know, that most of us are, all of us are gifted with different skills and talents. And, you know, using your skills and your talents to bless other people, that brings me a lot of joy, blessing others. And little small things, like the other day I saw a beautiful blue jay that had landed on my fence, and just see the joy that God brings us just brings joy to my heart. My son is very challenging raising him because he's autistic, he's nonverbal, and he's at a three-year-old level. But I still find joy in raising him. We dance in the morning, we listen to gospel music, and we'll dance with each other. We go out, play basketball with him, and just little things. Yeah, this year, last year, 2020, like a 2020 vision, able to look at ourselves and look at others. A lot of things were revealed to us. So we just have to look and find joy, because it is, if we're still here, we are blessed, and there is a lot of joy in our life if you just look for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is really beautiful, Dottie. Really beautiful.
Thank you.
I recommend to people, one thing that makes me really laugh, watch funny YouTube videos.
Yes.
If you go to YouTube and you do a search on model falls, models falling on the runway during fashion shows, that is the funniest stuff ever. And sometimes I'll just watch a couple of them over and over. Do something really silly, or something you might have done as a kid, like do a cartwheel, do skipping, talk in a funny accent, or sing really loud in the bathroom. I like singing really loud in the car, and people look at you like you're crazy, but it really makes you feel good. And I say, remove negativity in your environment. Stop watching so much of the news. Yes. Hide people in my news feed on Facebook who are chronically negative. And then just get outside and do something. Like you said, I just saw a beautiful bird, and just the head of the bird was red. Wow. I was like, wow. And by the time I ran and got my camera, he was gone.
But
just things like that. Spend time with children. Children will make you laugh. Spend time with pets if you have them, if you like them. I don't have any. People watch is fun too. Just
that
seeing
sure
you know, different people, how they interact with each other. And I say to everybody, don't take yourself or anyone else too seriously. Step back and see the ridiculous in all of it.
Yeah.
So I just think that it's amazing. So any last words before we close out, Dottie J?
I just want to thank you for having me. It's an honor to be your first guest on your podcast.
Thank you.
I feel very special. Thank you so much.
And you are very special, Dottie J. So on that note, thank you, Dottie J, for being my first guest. You were amazing. And to all of you out there, put a little laughter in your life. It is good for the soul. Yeah. That's it for today, for the Joy of Living and Learning Conversations with Phyllis. Thank you for listening. May peace and joy reign supreme in your life today and every day. I'm Phyllis Tucker Saunders saying so long for now.